Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DevonThink from Devon Technologies. First off today, a new supply chain report supports earlier predictions that the 12.9-inch iPad Pro with mini LED screen will be the first Apple product with the latest backlighting technology. But noted Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is expecting the new iPad Pro in Q4 of this year, but today's report suggests it will instead come in Q1 of next year. The mini LED screens use the same IPS LCD panels that Apple uses for the existing iPad and MacBook lineups, but the difference is a greatly improved backlighting system. Most of today's report is consistent with two recent Kuo investment notes. On September 21st, the analyst said that Apple was introducing a second supplier for mini LED technology, which would reduce its cost and expedite the rollout. A follow-up investor note from Kuo said that Apple would debut the new tech in an iPad Pro with mini LED backlighting in Q4, which is quicker than the Q1 2021 timeline suggested in today's supply chain report. It's entirely possible that the exact timing remains uncertain at this stage, as Apple is prioritizing production of the delayed iPhone 12 models. So either Q4 of this year or Q1 of 2021 would seem plausible at this point for Apple's first mini LED iPad Pro. In other news, as the battle between Epic Games and Apple continues, both companies participated in a preliminary hearing yesterday to discuss the removal of Fortnite from the App Store. During the hearing, a judge for the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California stated that she does not expect an actual trial to take place before July 2021, and she also criticized Epic's showmanship tactics related to the campaign. Epic Games sued Apple after the company removed the popular Fortnite title from the App Store, after Epic updated the game with its own payment system instead of using Apple's in-app purchases. This, of course, is against the App Store guidelines, and Apple subsequently terminated Epic's developer account, but Epic hopes to bring Fortnite back to the App Store. During the hearing, Judge Rogers argued that the case should be tried by a jury, and she gave us an idea of what to expect from the trial itself. The short version is that the trial doesn't seem like it could be too favorable to Epic Games. Rogers accused Epic of knowing exactly what it was doing when it added the direct payments option to Fortnite, which clearly violated Apple's guidelines. Epic's attorney answered that the company was aware that it violated the terms of the App Store, but that it was because they believe that Apple has an anti-competitive contract that forced this decision. Judge Rogers also pointed out that walled gardens have existed in technology for many years, pointing to other companies such as Nintendo. Epic is attempting to get a preliminary injunction against Apple so that Fortnite can return to the App Store while the trial progresses. And while no final decision has been made, based on the comments from Judge Rogers yesterday, this seems unlikely. But again, with no actual trial expected to take place until July 2021, we are a long way away from this battle between Epic and Apple being over. We are sponsored this week by DevonThink from Devon Technologies. DevonThink is the most professional document and information management application for the Mac. It comes from Devon Technologies, a company that has been making great apps for the Mac since 2002. DevonThink helps you collect, file, organize, edit, and annotate all kinds of documents without ever leaving the app. You can place live web pages like Google Docs seamlessly next to local files right on your Mac. Plus, there are a variety of powerful organization tools in DevonThink, including groups and subgroups, tags, and integrated AI for searching and filing. And when you're away from your Mac, there's an iOS companion app called DevonThink To Go that lets you take all of your documents with you at all times. And there's an all-new web interface that makes it ideal for small to medium-sized teams where not everyone is a Mac user. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can get 10% off the newest DevonThink 3 release or upgrades to it with the coupon code 9to5mac-2020 at the link in the show notes below. A conspiracy theory being spread on Facebook and other social media platforms this week claims that iOS 14 home screen widgets are actually serving as key loggers, tracking everything that you type with your iPhone. This is unequivocally not true, and there are technical limitations and protections in place that prevent widgets from accessing your data. The Facebook post, which has also gone viral on Twitter and Instagram, comes from an iPhone user who claims to have noticed that their keyboard would lag and wouldn't show the characters as they were being typed after updating to iOS 14. Citing these keyboard issues as well as generally laggy performance in iOS 14, the Facebook user jumps to the conclusion that these pieces of evidence are all signs of a keylogger. The Facebook user specifically blames these issues on WidgetSmith, a popular third-party app that lets you create custom widgets for your iOS 14 home screen. But in actuality, it's technically impossible for iOS 14 home screen widgets to access your keyboard data or virtually any other data about you. iOS 14 widgets have a variety of limitations and protections in place for things like privacy and battery life. These protections are also why you might notice that widgets don't continuously update, but rather update at a predefined interval. Widgets in iOS 14 are not full-blown applications. In fact, Apple has even went as far as to say that they aren't mini-apps. Instead, the WidgetKit developer framework provides a limited set of tools that developers can tap into when designing and developing their home screen widgets. Essentially, widgets run in the background very briefly to update the display content at a predefined interval. Once the content has been updated, the background process is killed off entirely, ensuring that there is no way a widget can gather any data continuously. If widgets were allowed to run continuously in the background without restrictions, there would not only be privacy implications, but also a dramatic impact on battery life. All of these reasons are why Apple has put the limitations in place with the WidgetKit developer framework. And WidgetSmith developer David Smith has addressed the claims head-on, saying that he can categorically and absolutely state that these rumors are not true. So ultimately, if you see someone spreading this claim on social media, know that it's not true and is even technically impossible. We've got more details in a full story on 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.